like a whirlwind, and I think that can only best describe it. Obviously, I'm absolutely thrilled and privileged and honoured to have the portfolio given to me. I guess given my background and a lifetime in agriculture, I really look forward to bringing that experience to the portfolio.
So what are your priorities taking on this portfolio?
Look, I think agriculture's... There's no better time for agriculture at the moment. And so we have to capture that opportunity, that global opportunity, the interest in agriculture and the interest in Australia and particularly WA from an investment perspective. So I'll be looking at, I guess, the range of pillars that underpin our growth forward, whether it be, you know, biosecurity, which we're doing here today, whether it's the industry development, water resource development sort of projects, whether it be the market access and trade development. So they'll be the key core pillars that we'll be working on going forward.
Exactly how are you going to do that? Because I'm going to assume that most ministers come to the job and they're full of beans, so to speak, but actually having an idea of how they're going to implement these things, Minister, might be a bit of a different idea.
Look, yes, I've obviously got to get a full briefing from the department. As I said, I've been in agriculture all my life, so I've got some ideas of around that, and obviously only being in the portfolio for 5.5 months before the election is a challenge. So we're actually sitting down and making sure we've got a whole heap of whiteboard space and so that we can sit down and clearly pick up 4 or 5 or 6 big-ticket items that are going to contribute in the time that I've got in the portfolio. Obviously, there's going to be the normal run of business, the business of government that will keep ticking along, but I do want to pick up on those 4 or 5 key big issues that I can drive into March.
You mentioned some of the opportunities that you see, but what do you think are the biggest challenges to the West Australian agricultural industry?
It's a mixed bag, really. Obviously, the cattle and sheep industry are in a bit of a purple spot at the moment. Agriculture being agriculture, we thought we were going to have a 17.5 million tonne crop coming in. We always face the vagaries of the weather, and the frosts are one of those, and that's quite imminent now, and we're looking at what the depth of damage that might have and what impact on industry that might have. So, look, at the end of the day, it's how we manage those risks and in a business sense and in a market sense.
Now, you are in charge of a department that you spent many years working in. Of course, I'm talking about DAFWA. Do you think that's a benefit or a hindrance to the portfolio?
I would have to say it's got to be an absolute benefit, because I was just saying to the Director General earlier, I would have hated to come into this portfolio with 6 months to go as a new minister that didn't have any background in agriculture, because it's really about the speed that I can pick up on the issues and take them forward. And I think if somebody came out of into the portfolio without that background, they would be swimming for a considerable longer period than what I will be.
Well, you talk about that 6 months before the election, Minister, and how much of an inroads can you actually really make in that time? Because aren't you really essentially, I suppose, a caretaker minister?
Tara, I can't agree with that. There are some certain small things, I admit, that we can do. They won't be big strategic costly items, but there are a number of small things that we can pick up on and drive forward that will make a difference. So I'll be looking at that. We've got the stock take report that's been just recently commissioned by the previous ministers. So my first job is to really sit down with that, work that through with industry, and pick out the priorities that we can actually, we can do.
Now, you are at the Perth Royal Show today, and you mentioned you're having a look at biosecurity with the launch of one of the new sniffer dogs. But
Sam the dog.
Sam, yeah. The dog, there you go. But while we are talking biosecurity, cucumber green multiple mosaic virus has been confirmed in Kununurra today. Is it a concern, some of these, that the spread of some of these viruses and these diseases that are now being seen across the state?
Obviously they are. I guess fortunately this is a hygiene issue, it's a farm management issue, and it's one of those things that I think if we get on quickly and on top of, we can reduce the impact of it. It's also, as you know, in Geraldton and Carnarvon, but it is one of those things we can get on top of, and the industry has to play a major part in basic on-farm hygiene, which is one of the main control mechanisms for it.
Well, Minister, thank you very much for your time on today's Country Hour. I'll let you go and taste some of that really good West Australian produce, which I know is on display at the Royal Ag Society show today.
Thank you, Tara, and lovely talking to you too.